Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Matthew chapter 12, verses 15 through 21 in the New International Version of the Bible. It says this: Aware of this, Jesus withdrew from that place. A large crowd followed him, and he healed all who were ill. He warned them not to tell others about him. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not quarrel or cry out. No one will hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, till he has brought justice through to victory. In his name the nations will put their hope. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you so much. And I know that as we look through the Gospels, the book of Isaiah is quoted so many times. And here's another one of those places, just to show the symbiosis of the Bible, that the Old and the New Testament are connected, and you cannot remove them from each other. Your grand story, the story of redemption, starts in Genesis 1 and goes all the way to the end of Revelation. And this is just one of those examples of seeing how what is prophesied is actually fulfilled in Jesus Christ. So we just thank you for that. We thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is living and active. We thank you that we can, that we have your word in different translations. And we also, in this moment, just pray for the Bible translating work that's going on around the world in some languages where the Bible is not yet translated. We pray that that would happen, that the Word of God would be going forth to those languages and nations that don't yet have it. So, Father, would you provide for those? Would you prompt us to help provide for those? And would you invigorate the translators and help them to translate the Word of God well into the context of those different places? Lord, it's interesting too to me that after you were aware of what the Jews were planning to do to you, and in Jews by that I mean the Pharisees and Sadducees, you withdrew from that place. And that's interesting to me because I would, you know, you're Jesus, so you could face anything, but yet you chose to withdraw from the hostility. And I think that's a good lesson for all of us, that sometimes we are in the middle of a really difficult time, and we need to withdraw from that place or from that group of people or from that toxic situation. Some of us are in churches that are toxic, and we need to move away for a period of time to get our bearings and to be healed. Some of us are in toxic relationships, and we need to remove ourselves from that place. So Lord, would you give us discernment? If that's someone listening today, would you give them discernment about what that means and how to do that? Lord, we also thank you that, of course, you keep healing, you keep healing. Large crowds follow you, and you warn everybody not to tell anyone about yourself, but the crowds kept coming, and they kept telling. Lord, we thank you that you sent, Father, we thank you that you sent your Son, that you put your Spirit on him, and that he proclaimed justice to the nations. And, we forget about this idea of justice. We talk about love a lot, but we forget about justice. And Lord, help us to be a people of justice. And what that means is just to have just living. And when we see injustice, to do something about it. Lord, you were not spectacular in the sense of some of the scripture talking about you said that you were just an average person. You didn't look, like a king. You didn't look like someone who people wanted to follow. You were just an average person, and yet you were God and man in that mystery of the hypostatic union of fully God, fully man. And what I love about you, Lord, in this particular passage is this is a looking forward to who you were. You would not break a bruised reed. So in other words, when someone is hurting, you're not going to push them farther in their hurt. You will not snuff out someone who's barely flickering. You are going to bring justice and victory in our lives, and especially your heart is bent toward the broken. And so, Lord, we cry out as a broken people. We know that there are things in our lives that feel very broken, but our hearts are sometimes broken just by the sheer frustration and pain of this world, the death of our loved ones, death of our dreams, and all those kinds of things. We want to, and we choose today to put our hope in you, not in those things. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Some of you are listening on your Alexa device, and that is awesome. Some of you don't know that you could do that. So you actually can. This is Pray Every Day is an Alexa skill, and folks can listen there. So you can just go to Alexa Skills in Amazon, on Amazon.com, and type in Pray Every Day, and you'll find it. And Alexa can spout my voice off to you every single day. So enjoy that and have an amazing day. You are loved, my friend.